From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. When contenders for the Academy Awards are announced tomorrow, a film called Blackfish could be among the nominees. It's on the shortlist for Best Documentary. But executives at SeaWorld say it is flawed. Blackfish examines the death of trainer Don Brancho at SeaWorld Orlando in 2010. It raises questions about the theme park's treatment of its killer whales. NPR's Greg Allen reports Blackfish has sparked a debate that, months after the picture's release, is still growing.
Blackfish made a splash at the Sundance Film Festival when it premiered in January and got more attention when it was released in theaters over the summer. But it didn't reach its largest audience until October, when millions watched it on CNN. It's a powerful documentary that focuses on Tilikum, the male orca that pulled Brancho into the water and killed her. In telling the story, Blackfish relies heavily on interviews with former SeaWorld trainers, like Samantha Berg.
It's time to stop the shows. It's time to stop forcing the animals to perform in basically a circus environment. And they should release the animals that are young enough and healthy enough to be released. And the animals like Tilikum, who are old and sick and have put in 25 years in the industry, should be released to an open ocean pen.
SeaWorld dismissed Blackfish as shamefully dishonest, deliberately misleading, and scientifically inaccurate when it was released over the summer. But then the company went silent. Timothy Coombs, a communications professor at the University of Central Florida in Orlando, says the company seemed to be hoping the controversy would fade.
But the attention spiked and kept going as more and more music artists began to cancel at SeaWorld. And it just escalated on them very quickly, and I don't think they anticipated that.
Responding to online petitions from fans, Bare Naked Ladies, Willie Nelson, and several other musical acts canceled engagements at SeaWorld. Using social media, advocates are now attempting to put pressure on SeaWorld partner Southwest Airlines and other corporations. It's a movement that includes many young people, like Kira Kotler. She's a 10-year-old from Malibu, California, who watched Blackfish with her dad.
It's like seeing you get pulled away from your family, and I felt a little sad, and I cried in one part of the movie, and I just wish that that did not happen.
After seeing the film, Kotler convinced students and the principal at her school to cancel an overnight trip to SeaWorld San Diego, a trip the school has done for a decade. The school now is making plans to take students on a whale-watching trip instead. Last month, SeaWorld finally responded. The park published an open letter in several newspapers that didn't mention Blackfish, but defended its record caring for killer whales. And this week, the company released an interim financial report, saying it had record attendance in the fourth quarter and that it expects to report its highest ever annual revenue in March. SeaWorld is still drawing big crowds. Across the street from the park in Orlando this week, Brazilian tourist Eduardo Silva said he hadn't seen Blackfish, but knew about it. And he says it raised questions for him while he was at the park with his kids.
I was just wondering and thinking about all the animals and especially about what has happened to the whales. And I was just thinking, are they happy? We really don't know. That's the question.
This was Silva's second time to SeaWorld, but he said he didn't know if he'll be coming back. While SeaWorld has largely avoided taking on Blackfish and the film's supporters directly, in recent weeks others have stepped in. Blogs that cover the theme park industry have been critical of the documentary. And on social media, supporters of the theme park have mounted an anti-Blackfish backlash that includes former SeaWorld trainers like Kyle Kittleson.
I say, as someone who's worked with the animals, I can assure you that they are in the best of hands. There is no harm being done to them. There is only the best possible care being provided for them.
University of Central Florida professor Timothy Coombs says, for now, SeaWorld can't hope to win over its critics. But the defense of the company taking shape in social media is important in that it reinforces SeaWorld supporters and customers and gives them a reason to come back. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.